This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
And now on Insight Radio, Vision Aid Overseas is, as the name suggests, a charity which operates internationally with the aim of tackling sight loss in developing countries with geographically difficult infrastructure, as well as poor access to eye health care. Joining me to talk about the charity's work is Andy Holliday from Vision Aid Overseas. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you very much. And yes, thanks for having us on the show.
Now, first of all, can you tell us about the founding and the early work of the charity?
Yes, Vision Aid Overseas was actually founded in 1985 when a group of optometrists led by our founder Brian Ellis went to Tanzania. 16 people went on a trip which they organised for themselves. They went out into the country regions with holdalls full of used spectacles and provided people with eye tests and where they were able to fit them with spectacles. So that was 30 years ago. We in fact just celebrated our 30th anniversary year last year. Over those 30 years, the organisation's gone really from a classic sort of aid organisation where it was a one-off intervention to a development organisation where we're now working in countries to build capacity, so establishing vision centres where eye tests can be given and spectacles can be dispensed, building human capacity, so training nurses and eye care specialists in country, as well as providing infrastructure. And over the last 30 years, we've actually provided eye tests and spectacles to over 1 million patients. So there's been quite an impact from what's still a small charity, but from very small and humble beginnings.
What's that like when you give someone a pair of specs and they see properly for the first time?
It's amazing, and it varies quite a bit. Sometimes it's just sheer shock and amazement, and other times it's radiance and whooping with joy. But people can be quite stunned by it sometimes. I don't know. I mean, I can remember the first time I put on spectacles to correct a not very serious vision problem, but I was quite astounded by the difference that they made. So it's quite a spectacle, no pun intended.
Now, how do you target specific countries for assistance?
Well, there are something like 640 million people in the world who need spectacles, and most of those people live in the developing world. We try to target the poorest of countries, and we currently work in six countries in Africa: Ethiopia, Ghana, Zambia, Botswana, Sierra Leone, and Burkina Faso. So we try to target the poorest countries, those most in need. But we do have to take into account practical factors like, supportive governments, some of the infrastructure structure factors. You've got to be able to access communities, or for them to be able to access you effectively. Communications will also be a factor. And in our latest strategic plan, we're very much guided by the International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness. That's the IAPB, who have specified work in Africa as being of particular importance, and have particularly said that it's important to target Francophile Africa, French-speaking Africa. Hence the reason that we're looking to expand our work in Burkina Faso as a priority this year. So it's a combination of factors, but as I say, 640 million people worldwide without access to adequate eye care. So it's a huge problem that we're trying to address.
So you actually work with the governments in each country?
Yes, we do. To give you an example, I mean, in all the countries we work with the Ministry of Health. In Ethiopia, we work with Ministry of Health. We work with Hawassa University, so that's again helping to to provide expertise and capacity there. We also work with other NGOs in country. So in Ethiopia, we work with an organisation, an indigenous organisation called GTM. We also work with Orbis, who many of your listeners will know of. In Sierra Leone, we're working with the Ministry of Health, in particular in the aftermath of the Ebola crisis, where they've asked us to provide free spectacles for Ebola survivors. It appears that Ebola survivors are going to be subjected to particular eye care problems as a consequence of having had Ebola. We work there with the World Health Organization and as well as local NGOs. And in Zambia, working again with the Ministry of Health, we work at Tanima College, providing training for eye care professionals, as well as providing training in our vision centres. And we also work with Sightsavers in Zambia. So, yeah, we work with foreign governments and we work with other NGOs as well.
And you work with volunteers both here and overseas?
Yes, we do, very much so. I mean, really, Vision Aid Overseas was founded on the notion of professionals from here in the UK going overseas to initially provide all the eye tests and prescriptions themselves. But nowadays, they still do some of that, but they're doing a lot of training work, a lot of mentoring work with staff overseas. So the whole model of Vision Aid Overseas works very much on the basis of using of the goodwill of professionals from here in the UK going overseas to help us build capacity, as well as going out themselves and doing eye tests and prescriptions as part of what we call our outreach program. So it's a very volunteer dependent model that we operate.
And how do you pay for it? How do you fundraise?
The fundraising comes from a number of sources. We have members, so most of our members are people from within the eye care profession, though by no means all of them. We also have individual friends of Vision Aid Overseas, so someone can become a friend of Vision Aid Overseas and support our work for as little as £2 a month. We run events of all shapes and sizes, but coming up shortly we've got runners in the London Marathon, and we'll also have a team taking part in the Great Ethiopian Run in Addis Ababa later this year. We did that last year, 37 people ran for Vision Aid Overseas, and in fact it was the biggest overseas team in the event. We fundraise from trusts and foundations, from corporations, very importantly. We have a recycling project where we recycle used spectacles, and the funds raised from that exercise goes towards our work overseas. We take part in all kinds of collections. We have, people who leave legacies to Vision Aid Overseas have been very important over the years in helping us to build on the impact of the work that we do overseas. So, yeah, there are a number of different ways in which we fundraise, like many small charities.
Now, we've talked about the individual reactions to regaining your sight through these spectacles, but what does it mean to the people out there?
Well, let me give you an example. Recently, I was talking to one of our volunteers who'd come back from Ethiopia, who was there later on last year, and he met Yasimash, a 20-year-old volunteer clinical nurse who checks patients for HIV in her local community. Now, until just a few months ago, Yasimash was having real trouble seeing the prescriptions and drug details, and her failing vision was making her job really very difficult. But now, thanks to the fact that she's had an eye test and been prescribed some spectacles, she can see again properly to care for all her patients. So stories like that are quite commonplace across the countries where we work, of people where their lives have really been very difficult without proper sight, and are changed very, very dramatically by the provision of an eye test and spectacles. And on a macro scale, it's been estimated that lost productivity due to poor eyesight in the developing world, eyesight that could be corrected by spectacles, The value of that lost productivity is something like, it's over $250 billion a year. So it's a huge impact on the family's economy. You know, if an adult can't see properly to earn a living, they can't help support their family and contribute to their community. It's a huge impact on children, of course, because if they can't see, they can't learn, and that dramatically affects their future life chances.
And if someone's listening to this and wants to help out, maybe donate or help you fundraise, how can they get in touch?
There's all sorts of ways you can get in touch. The website is www.visionaidoverseas.org, all one word, and there's lots of information about what we do, how we do it, where we do it, and how you can support it, including all our contact details on the website. You can write to us at Vision Aid Overseas, 12 The Bell Centre, Newton Road, Crawley, West Sussex, RH10 9FZ, or you can call us on 01293 535 016.
Andy Holliday of Vision Aid Overseas, thanks so much for joining me today on Insight Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.